He's legendarily uncomfortable with the title and still gives a slight wince when it's mentioned today. "Oh, it isn't that I hate it, really," he says, flashing the sly grin and likely helped seal the deal 33 years ago. "It's just that I'm not about to take it seriously. And let's just say I think a few too many people have." What Harmon does take seriously is his day job at NCIS, now in its 16th season after a less than auspicious start and showing no signs of slowing down. "We're doing better ratings this year than last, which for a show of this age is sort of remarkable," he says. While some stars might grow restless after so many years in the same job, Harmon is nothing but grateful. "I've been around long enough to know what this is," he says. His appreciation of the show's stability is rivaled by his affection for its crew, many of whom have worked there since its premiere. "This show represents a livelihood for a whole lot of people who arrived long before I did and leave well after me and don't get paid nearly as much," Harmon explains. "It's meant that a crew member who said to me in season one, 'Someday I'd like to get a little bass fishing boat,' now in season 16 has the boat and the cabin on the lake. I know what it's like to be standing on my mark, about to do a scene when the executive producer walks in and says, 'That's it, guys, we're canceled.' The first thing you see are the crew's faces, because in that moment they've lost everything. So you have to respect what the show is. I may not be the smartest guy in this business, but I'm not playing games. I know how fortunate I am." He also knows that there are some losses greater than unemployment. Harmon's dad died suddenly at age 70 when the star was just 38. Last year, he lost his sister, Kristen, who was 72. Harmon's sister, Kelly, who's 70, lives in Los Angeles. "Everyone gets in their car each morning thinking they'll get to where they're going," Harmon says. "But one of those days, you won't. It might be your day not to make it. It might be the day someone you love doesn't make it. But sooner or later, that day rolls around. So until then, the least you can do is wake up each morning happy with where you're headed. I turn on the light every morning and I feel good." He doesn't consider himself a sex symbol, isn't about to arrive at a Hollywood nightclub in a sports car, though for the record he admits, "I do have a very nice car in my garage at home." And he's happiest spending his downtime working in his woodshop. A prized possession remains a set of tools handed down to him by his father that he then passed along to his boys.